It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Unalin Nabalapi. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Hi, greetings to you, friend, and to your audience.
Now we're continuing on our trajectory for the week, and today we're talking about stewardship. First and foremost, give us some perspective. How does recognizing God's ownership help us in our stewardship journey?
Yes, thank you very much once more. The question of stewardship, it's a question of relationship. It's an issue of relationship, one between the giver and the receiver, between the giver, between the author, between the originator and the receiver and the user. So this is a question of who is in charge of everything here and who is in charge on behalf of the other person. That's briefly the question of stewardship in reference here.
Yeah, so the question we're trying to get answered in Funis is how does that recognition of God's ownership help us in our stewardship journey?
Oh, yes. You remember the entire idea of the Christian life, really it would be worthless if there was no an idea of salvation in it.
Okay.
The entire Christian life, if it has got no idea of salvation, then it's worthless, it's useless. So the question of stewardship as a Christian doctrine, a Christian teaching, helps us to stay focused on our Christian journey towards our salvation or eternal life, if you so wish.
Okay. So what can we do to be more accountable for our own? In fact, we use the things that God has blessed us with. How can we do that?
Yes, probably like I alluded from the beginning, then in a way of using these items, these things that the Lord has given us, we need to use them, we need to use these things in recognition of Him, God, being the owner, being the source of these things, so that we do not create our own way of using these things, but rather we pay attention to Him, God, as to how does He expect us to utilize whatsoever He has placed in our hands, so that it contributes, or that can contribute towards our salvation at the same time.
Oh, okay. So does stewardship encourage Christians to be generous with our resources? And if so, in what ways?
Yes. In many aspects from the Bible has a way of painting a picture that says you are your brother's keeper. In other words, as you live your life, you must be mindful about your brother, about your sister. In other words, you must be mindful about the other human being who lives by your side or somewhere in your vicinity, in your neighborhood.
Mm.
So in this particular case, the Bible is encouraging us that as we use the resources that the Lord has given us, the resources that are different, diverse, as we use them, we must utilize them in such a way that we help our neighbors who are in need. And as such, the Bible or the Christian material is calling us to exercise what we call generosity towards other people who are in need one way or the other.
Yeah. So the importance of differentiating our needs and our wants to avoid becoming greedy. What is that?
Yes. Like we keep on referring to this, it's a matter of semantics. This semantics here, when you're talking about the needs and the wants, basically you are saying, okay, the wants are the things that you would want to use to carry out your life, but nevertheless, even if they are not there, your life can still continue. Whereas the needs, in the business language, we classify them as items that you really can say when they are not there, when the needs are not met, life would not necessarily move in a good way per se. So in this particular case, when we're talking about the needs, we are looking at things, you know, things like food, things like shelter, those that you can't do without. And so we need to guard ourselves jealously against going to an extreme to have a lot of wants instead of needs, so much that we, you know, if you have a lot of wants, ultimately you are not able to exercise the spirit of generosity because you will be moving towards the selfishness direction.
Okay. My final question to you, Mfundisi, is what are the key characteristics of a responsible steward?
Yes. The key characteristics of stewards, in fact, I needed to mention here that stewardship in itself as a subject, it's very important in that, you know, it helps believers or Christians, it helps God's children, people of God, to fight the so-called self in us. Because if we just allow ourselves to be dominated by I, myself, and me, then definitely we lose the focus of God in our lives. And so stewardship also fights this concept of self in us. In fact, I would say to trigger more ideas of thinking, stewardship actually stands to fight against the concept of, or rather the theory of evolution. You know, the theory of evolution would say to us we have been, we came from some things that we cannot even, you know, confirm. And so as a result of this theory of evolution that attaches our origin with some little strange things, it makes us to lose the focus of our true origin, which is God in this case. And so it makes us not to be accountable to him. So stewardship says no, it actually rebukes this issue of theory of evolution in the lives of God's children. And so in closing, like you said, so the key characteristics here would say stewardship brings out God very clearly as a supreme being in our lives. The stewardship also places us as human beings in our rightful position in regard to our Creator. And so in stewardship, we take our rightful position. And again, we can say stewardship is key characteristic. Stewardship also brings about priorities. It prioritizes life as it is according to God. And finally, one key characteristic about stewardship is that stewardship ultimately takes us to the ultimate goal of life, which is salvation. Those are the key characteristics of stewardship.
Okay. All right. All right. We're going to conclude on that note. Mfundisi, please offer a word of prayer for us.
Sure. Father God, we once again thank you for this great opportunity and occasion to share some insights about the salvation as it's embedded in many of our Christian teachings. Lord, we thank you for the revelation in your word that brings us to appreciate that even in the manner in which we interact and relate with the resources that we have given us, we must do so in the light of the fact that we are stewards and we need to be accountable to God. Bless us, Lord, as we continue to share these ideas that one way or the other, someone might find their way to salvation. It's my prayer that I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We're looking forward to tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you.
It's not just music, it's your way of life. How you live, live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.